Fiji's rugby sevens team has dedicated its Olympic victory to the people at home who are struggling amidst the country's COVID-19 health crisis. Fiji defeated New Zealand 27-12 in the men's sevens final in Tokyo to defend the title they won in Rio 5 years ago. Captain Jerry Tuwai said the win is very special for the team and all of Fiji. Despite curfews in place in parts of Fiji, there were outdoor celebrations of the gold medal winning performance overnight across the country. Reporter Vinnie Wiley spoke with the Fiji Sevens coach, Gareth Baber, shortly after the win and began by asking him what his thoughts were about the match.
Probably just, you know, a job well done. The last year or so, it's been particularly challenging for very many different reasons, not least, you know, any sort of preparation towards an Olympics is based around the sports science of planning and putting that into some sort of document that you can follow, and that document that I've been following has changed about 50 times in the last year. So to be able to negotiate that and navigate your way through to a point where you can see the fruits of your labour come out as they needed to do at the right time, you know, fills me with, you know, a good deal of pride that we got that right as a coaching staff. And, you know, that's the challenge all the time when you're in that position, is getting it right in the race against the other teams that are doing the same thing. And I suppose for a small nation like Fiji, in relation to that and the, you know, the limited resources that we generally have, and personnel, that you know, we've got some good minds and good people in that have managed to create some qualities in the program which have elevated performance again to get ourselves a gold medal at the Olympics.
What were you feeling on the sideline watching the game as it unfolded? You obviously started strongly, but a couple of times in that first half, New Zealand obviously just got back within a try and they were sort of within touching distance. Were you calm, confident? What were you saying?
I was pretty calm. I was pretty calm at half time as well. I mean, I thought New Zealand played really well in their semi-final, and we didn't manage to give them that space and time on the ball that they had in the semi-final. And that was our, you know, that was a plan that we had in place to get into the game. So we didn't let them settle. If you let New Zealand settle, and they'll pull you around the field, and obviously that becomes a fatigue factor. So we managed to control the game early, but I always knew they'd get parts of the game, and then you're obviously relying on your systems and your game when you haven't got the ball to give you some chance of getting it back and then creating more pressure. And I always knew we'd get one or two more chances. It was whether we take them or not. And fortunately, you know, the pressure told in the game. We stuck to what we needed to do defensively, and we managed to score some great tries as well. And I think that coming towards the end there, yeah, I was a little bit nervous. But again, I was pretty relaxed throughout the whole of the final, because I know when we get to finals what we generally play like. And, you know, we've got a pretty good record over the last sort of 4 or 5 years of getting to finals and putting them to bed.
You talked about being calm, and your players who are used to performing in these finals, and I guess they're used to the pressure, the expectation that they get from themselves and, of course, from the Fijian public, and that comes with success. You know, we have it here in New Zealand as well with rugby. So do you see your players get nervous in these sorts of games, or is it something that just when you're at that high level, you know, you learn to deal with it because that's what you do?
Yeah, you learn to deal with it, but obviously, you know, there's some young players in there as well who, you know, this is the first time they've really been in a final. We played in Oceania, but they didn't play in a final. They played a round robin. This is the first final they've ever won. There's, you know, three or four of them there. But, you know, what you do is you try and recreate that as much as you possibly can in your trainings. You can't replicate a final, but you can certainly replicate the intensity, the stress that an individual feels. And a big part of our training has been to condition them to respond in that way. And I'm particularly pleased for some of those younger players, as I said, who have stepped into the positions and held those positions and shown, so you know, good deals of maturity in being able to perform to the levels they did here. And I think one of the biggest probably helps in all that has been the fact that we were able to play sevens tournaments in Fiji. And anybody will tell you, if they have played, they're just how intense, physically intense, emotionally intense they are. And, you know, that's been a huge reason why we were able to lift lift the gold medal today was because, you know, obviously the teams that we've played against put us up to that level.
Jiri Tuwai, of course, now has two gold medals. But for the rest of us, the players and yourself as the coach, Gareth, it's obviously the first time you get one in your hands. Does it look like you thought it did? Maybe Jiri showed you the one he had from 5 years ago. How does it feel to be an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, look, I'd never seen a gold medal before. I've never seen a medal. A Commonwealth I have, but I hadn't seen anything to do with Olympics. And yeah, Jiri was trying to give me his medal. And I said, I'm not going to be taking that off you. And he said, no, I won one. You have this one. But yeah, I mean, just, you know, fantastic. That's the man that he is. You know, he would never take the credit for what he has done and he has achieved. I mean, it's a phenomenal feat to have done what he's done. And we've got two members of staff that have done the same as well. You've got Nazar Thawani Buka and you've got William Kung, who have physio and S&C, who have been on the same journey with both Ben and myself now, who have got that done as well. So, you know, it's a particularly proud moment, I think, for Fiji that in the space of those 8 years that, you know, over that period of time that they've managed to put programs together that have reaped the biggest reward of rugby sevens in the world. And I think that, you know, that reflects very proudly on what's been put in place in Fiji.